How you feel about break being so damn late?
I'm glad break late because it's time to the weather heating up.
Yeah, oh man, most definitely, bro. They be teasing us, man. This Ohio weather be teasing. I'm just like, it get warm like in February. I'm like, bro, get warm, get cold, get warm, get hot, and then get cold. I'm just like, bro, it's all right. I'm ready. I need the leaves to come back, man. How you feel? What's your favorite type of season?
Season?
Summertime. I feel like you fall. You give me fall
vibes. Yeah, I like fall. I like my fits in fall. Like yeah. The coats and like the Timberlands and all that.
Yeah, throw them Timberlands.
Summer, I be sweating.
Yeah, she get hot in summer, man. Dive in that pool. I need me to go through in that pool, man. Yeah, when's the last time you went swimming?
Ooh, beginning of the first semester.
For real?
I went to the Recplex.
The Recplex? How it is in there? Bro, yeah. I turned they be devious in there, bro.
What?
They done took a shit in there. You heard that? Bro, someone took a dookie in the hot tub. I'm just like, oh, nah.
I didn't know that. I ain't going to the hot tub again then.
Bro, I pulled my damn muscle in my sleep and my back, bro. I'm just like, damn. I didn't even do nothing, bro. Man, where do you sleep? You sleep on your stomach or your back? You sleep on your stomach? Dude, I sleep on my side. I try to be on my left side. Like, you know, I'm trying to sleep on my back, you know. And, bro, I'll be back and forth. But anyway, I'm going to sleep weird, bro. My shit be hurting like... I don't even be hit. I always get hurt in the weirdest ways. Like, I sleep wrong or, like, I take the wrong. Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even remember getting hurt. I'm hurt. Like, or I try to reach for something. I try to get under the bed earlier. My charger ain't working. I'm seeing this motherfucker plugged in, extension cord plugged in. I'm just, like, trying to reach out. I'm like, ooh, that motherfucker hurt. Popped me a little Tylenol before I came here, bro.
But you should put like a heating pad or something right
there. Yeah, I do need a little heating pad. I got one of them little massage guns. I need to hold on to it, but it's on my back, so I'm gonna get somebody to do that, bro. How your body feel, man?
I'm alright. I'm getting back to the gym, you know.
Hell yeah.
I took a little long break.
Hell yeah.
You know. And then, you know, got some weight back, so you know. Can't get back in there.
How you feel about so what you like doing in the gym? I know you've been big weight training for a while.
Yeah, I love doing
deadlift. You like deadlift?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Deadlift. I don't really like hard. I don't like squat.
Me neither. That shit hard. Yeah, I've been I definitely weight training, like for me it's like because I've been doing it for a good little while, believe it or not. But, like, you know, it's, for me, I approach it with, like, a physical, like, oh, like, I'm going to get in the gym, I'm going to get big, you know. But now it's more like my mental state of mind. Like I know it's, like, if I don't go to the gym, if I don't work, like, some shit out of me, like, I'll be get frustrated easy, like, and just be, like, mad, like, you know. And on top of that, I won't sleep as good, bro. If I don't work out... And, you know, burn some calories, I don't sleep, bro. Like, some nights I'll be up. I'll just stay up all night. Stay up all night.
Yeah, I'll stay up all night till 9 a.m. Wednesday night. Because I was trying to study for this exam.
Yeah, yeah. What class?
Physics.
That shit hard. I took physics. Not exactly a physics class, but it was like science class, but a lot of physics. That shit hard, bro. Talking Newton. Who's Newton?
Oh, man, I got these birds outside my window, bro.
These birds, dude, they keep me up all night. Yeah. Chirp, chirp, chirp all night.
Reflect.
And I got this speaker. I put the speaker in the window, mm-hmm. And I start playing. Like, I look up on YouTube, noise to make birds away, and it plays this, like, creepy-ass noise. And I got this JBL. I heard this mug out the speak out the window, like to make them shut up, like tweet tweet tweet, like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. I'm like,
I got the window, babe. And man, bro, I'm telling you, I'm going insane. Like, I'm like,
you got your own personal room here in this?
No, I got a roommate, my boy D. I think you met him. Dreadhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my boy D. It's my partner D. No, but luckily, like, he like be the deepest sleeper. Like, for example, like last year, I have a fire alarm up in Stewart. Have you guys have?
Yeah, we had a fire. I was sleeping
all the time. All the time I was in Stewart, fire drill, and this man is dead asleep. And you can't even hear yourself think. Like, you dead asleep. Like, I need some sleep like that.
Yeah, I ain't got no roommate no more.
Why
would you
roommate?
I can't do it.
I remember you was telling me there's a roommate. Mm-mm. So what, did you have to move or he moved out?
Oh, I moved out.
Where you at now?
Right across the hall. Like, oh, the room right across the hall. He's right there.
Dog. Yeah. I had the same exact thing happen last year. Same exact thing. I moved across the hall with my old roommate. I try to keep it cordial with him, like, hi, how you doing, you know? And it's just like, I honestly feel bad. Like, I spent one night in that room, man. Didn't have no pillow. I used my book bag as a pillow. Like, I didn't have no pillows coming to college. And I moved right across the hall, dude. It's like so awkward, like seeing him. Like,
oh, it's awkward. I be seeing him all the time, and we never talk. After that, because I didn't tell him I was moving out. I just got my stuff one day.
Yeah.
And left. I snatched down the LED lights app, hung up.
Damn, you snatched them down?
Yeah.
Wait, was it in front of him?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, I was like, snatched them down in anger. I was like, jeez.
Yeah, they broke after that, though. Oh, I tried to put them back up.
Did you have, like, the ones that stick? Like,
yeah. I had to buy some new ones.
Yeah, you got to buy some new ones. I had these one LEDs. It was like a tube. It was like the ghetto one. It was like the no type of stick on. It was just like the tube, like the old LEDs. And yeah, them Johns broke. Like after, like, it was a. It gets annoying because my roommate got a remote for his, and I got a remote for mine. And my remote broke down, and we had to use his switch to mine, mm-hmm. But it's on like a different type of frequency. Brian. So.
Yeah.
It's like, you tap a button, and it's like, blinking, like, I just want to get, what's the best LED color?
I like blue.
Blue?
Yeah. Red.
Blue light's bad, bro.
The worst is green for my eyes.
For real?
Yeah.
I like yellow or orange.
Orange, so
yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
I buy
a little bit more yellow.
I buy the Govi LED lights because they're Bluetooth.
Oh, for real?
So you download the app to your phone. I got
one of those sunset lamps. That's nice, too. But they're not better than LEDs.
Yeah.
I definitely got to have the LEDs. Man, we got these high-ass ceilings in Marianist. And, man, bro, I'm trying to like reach on my tippy toes, like trying to jump on the bed and stick them up there. Because, you know, I want to have them nice.
Yeah.
Pain in the ass.
I was able to do mine nice. I got... I was surprised I done broke. I got my pants up there and hung all my lights up.
I ain't gonna lie, I be jumping on my bed.
My bed is sturdy.
He's sturdy. Yeah.
I'm shuffling.
I don't think I shuffle too well. Because they just like, I don't know, I like it. Roommate got some chess board playing up in there playing chess.
I play chess?
Yeah, hell yeah, I play chess. You know how to play chess?
No, I don't play checkers.
You a checkers dude?
I feel you. My cousin will play chess.
I'll teach you how to play chess. It's fun, it's nice. It's like, you know, chess is like... Yeah, that's the most iconic game in the whole history of the whole entire earth. Chess, they've been playing chess since like knights and kings.
I'll be playing GTA. That's what I be playing. Like, I be actually thinking I'm driving. Yeah. I got the music I'm playing.
I know you seen that new one.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to come out.
I'm shaking booty on top of the car all the time. I'm like, dude.
Man, that game's gonna be huge, but it's been so long, man.
They probably gonna charge like $80 for it.
I'd charge $100 if I was there. I'm trying to make my money. I know everyone's gonna buy it.
Who do you think my celebrity crush is?
Your celebrity crush?
I feel like you like Rihanna.
Rihanna. I like Beyonce.
Beyonce? Oh, yeah, I should have said that. Mm. I like Beyonce.
Oh, my turn.
Dang, Jeff, you got them all on the wrong way, bro. I got it. Don't you worry about it.
How was St. Pat's?
It was good, man. How was yours?
I didn't go.
You didn't go?
Nah. I was too scared.
Of what?
Shoot.
I went inside. I don't blame you for real. But I would at least put a step foot outside. This is.
I went down there.
Yeah, just to see, like, dang, all these people, like, y'all even go here, bro. Like,
yeah. Then, you know, the gunshots and all that, man. Yeah, what's I kept shoot, getting.
Bro, I went straight home, bro. I hopped on Minecraft.
I played Minecraft with my roommate the whole rest of the night after. I'm just like, man, y'all crazy. There was a shooting in the Oregon and some gas station, too. I'm just like, lame and can't aim, man. I'm just
and then he gonna say townies. Don't include
it. Do be the townies. It do be the townies though, for real. What fast food restaurant you think I'm most likely to drive through, and what's my order?
Oh, Wendy's, Biggie Bag, with strawberry lemonade, with barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That's it. That's it. I get water though.
Water?
I've been on my water. I get a little frosty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling a little bit good.
Yeah, I like dipping the fries in the frost.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Go up there. Go up. Yeah, that sound good. I ain't had. They ain't need to bring that damn Popo Bowl. They ain't going to bring it back. That was my childhood, that Popo Bowl. Yeah, that's still inflation, man.
Do you think intimidated by others? Why or why not?
I feel like maybe like a group of people. Yeah, but I feel like one-on-one, like, I'd probably say no because I feel like you, on like, if I didn't know you, I feel like you on the more, like, intimidating side. Like, I feel like me, like, approaching you, you know, not knowing you, I just, you know, in my mind, I feel like you kind of, like, looking at you, you, like, somewhat harder to approach than some people. Like, for example, like, if you got your hood down, or, like, because I feel like you more quiet on a quiet end nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, people got their hood up and, they, like, hat down, like, you know, I'm scared. I'm shy. That's my perspective of the world. I'm just like, I got to work up the courage to go talk to people.
Yeah. This podcast helped me open up more to people.
Yeah, man.
Because I used to be real quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, bro. I think it's like, what do you think like makes an introverted person like an introvert like that way? Like, you think it's like just how their brain is, or like how they grew up?
I think it has to do with how they grew up. Yeah. Like if you were like hurt when you're younger, like somebody hurts your feelings, and like you just grow up with that.
You think he was a sensitive kid?
Yeah, I used to cry. You know, got picked on, you know, being a big guy. But, you know, I fought a little bit, though.
How you feel now?
I feel good.
You feel good? You're on the podcast. I feel how you mean. I felt the same way, you know. I grew up, I'm soft. I'm sensitive, you know.
Yeah.
I'm Pisces, you know.
I'm an Aquarius.
Yeah, you're Aquarius?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like, I know how you mean, bro. Definitely. How you feel, like? Like socially, like nowadays, you say you open up with a podcast, which is super cool. I think definitely if you marketed this to like the UD, like, oh yeah, we're at the bottom floor of the library, like, come be on the podcast, guys.
I think that'd be
super cool.
People think I'm very social, but like that's when I want to be social. They think I'm just some girl that was too friendly. To people say. You keep up with all everybody's mess.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know,
if like
kids grow up a type of way, you know, on the other end, like for you, you know, the other end of like, from, you know how to, what it is on the other end of being picked on or being feeling left out, being feeling like, you know, you an outcast or, you know, you a misfit. And honestly, I feel the same way throughout my whole upbringing. Like, it, like, I'm so glad, like, I got to come here because I felt like I just needed some extra years to grow up, you know, and really learn how to, like, socialize, like, for real. Like, I tell people all the time, like, I didn't for real know how to talk to people until, like, I started working as a cashier. I started working with people where I was forced to talk to over and over and over. Like, I was talking working a window, man. Motherfuckers coming by, like, you should smile, or like I'm 16 years old, like, you know, I got shit going on at home, you know.
Yeah, people expect you to smile, but you're not truly happy. So why? Well, exactly. I don't know if you weren't happy at the time. But
yeah, like, man.
If you're not happy, why fake something?
Oh man, I understand how you mean. Most definitely, when you say that, you don't want to. You won't. You know, but. Like recently, I feel like I've always had that mindset. Like, I'm gonna mind my own business. Like, I don't. But I read this book, "How to Win Friends and Influence People" by Dale Carnegie. You should really read it. Very like best book I've ever read. Of like the small amount of books I've read in my life. But anyways, one of the chapters is like, just smile, like. Like, smiling at people will change your life, whether you're actually happy or not. Like fake it till you make it. Like, if you could fake yourself out a smile, like, you know, you're just going to feel better. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, like, another good component of the chapter was, like, when you see someone, like, when you see your homie, like, first thing you should do is smile. Like, you know what I'm saying? I see someone, I might not remember your name, homie, but, you know, at least I could try my best. To smile at people, and that's something I really do truly believe in. I most definitely 100% believe, like, you know, put on a fake smile, you know. I'm not gonna compare myself to you, but like, kids that grew up like us, like, always got, like, fake put on a smile, you know, and really fake, you know, be the person to be funny, you know. Because at the end of the day, like, you could go throughout your whole day and being upset and be like, damn, like, you know, I had a bad day. But, you know, at least when you lay down, rest your head at night, you could be like, damn, like, you know, I smiled at somebody, like, you know, or, you know, I had a good conversation or someone. At least I tried to be happy, you know, to see somebody, because at least, you know, I could put that energy on the world and, you know, hopefully God will reward that and send it back to me, you know. Like, you know, someone will smile at me, you know.
Yeah, I totally feel that.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I went to high school, some days I wouldn't be happy. Mm-hmm. Like, I always smiled or tell jokes because, you know, I always think I'm funny. So, you know, I'd be cracking my jokes and stuff like that.
Right, yeah. I feel how you mean. I feel like, in my mind, like, small amount of people I've met, the funniest people are always the ones that's like went through like the most, and you know it's a harsh reality. But I feel like definitely, like I said, like being on the other side of things, like know how does it feel to be a misfit. You definitely want to embrace, like, you know, being nice to people, like being nice to everybody, no matter what, which is really hard to do. You know, try not to judge. Hard to do.
Yeah.
Hard to do. Especially being here, you know. Like, damn. I was like, y'all in there smoking Monday morning?
Oh, Carol. I mean, why y'all gotta be smoking a blueberry pasture fruit punch in the bathroom and we all just walking through?
Man, I hit a vape for the first time a couple months ago. I was at work and I was just talking. I was homeboy was just talking. We was at the gym with one of my homies, and he was like, bro, you should come over and hit this hookah, bro. I was like, hookah? I gotta hit the hookah at least once, you know? The hookah, like, just to say I've done it. And I was talking about it at work. I was like, bro, I was like, what y'all know about the hookah? And he's like, hookah? I'm like, pulls out his vape. I was like, all right, so I ain't going to be a hypocrite, so I'm going to smack his vape. One time, you know, one time won't hurt. A little Mike Tyson, a little fruity pebble. I don't know what it was. I pull it. I was like, damn, that shit was good. Like, I feel like I got addictive personality, I feel like, already. Mm-hmm. I pulled it one time. I was like, I like that. I liked it.
So you got one?
Get that shit away from me, bro.
Oh, you don't do it?
No. Oh, no. Nah. I just liked it too much. I knew, like, if I probably would have done it, like, probably, like, a good handful of more times.
You would become addicted to it.
Oh, most definitely, bro.
Yeah, because, like, sometimes in people's, like, their family history, they become, like, addictive, like, spirits.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
most definitely.
Well, my parents have, like, drinking. Like, my dad's mom has drinking issues, but so they advised me not to drink, because, like, some of my family members also have drinking issues.
Yeah,
And then some of them are addicted to, like, drugs and stuff, so they said not to do it.
How you feel about your parents? Like, you got both your parents?
Yeah.
Are they still together?
Yeah. How about you?
My parents been divorced my whole life. But I definitely know how you mean. Like, really, for me, like, I feel like I can somewhat relate. Like, that's like what I grew up around. Like, really, you know, I definitely watched a lot of my family struggle, like, firsthand, like, you know, with battling with addiction. And really, like, for me, just now becoming, like, somewhat of an adult, being out on my own, like, I can really talk to this, like, really learn how to talk to people. I could really, you know, I could go and talk to my dad and be like, you know, this is some shit I've struggled with, and this is some shit you gotta watch. And even, like, growing up, like, damn, like, you know, if I see this come out in the grocery bag, like, I know it's gonna be a hard ass night, like, you know. It's a lot of them quiet kids. Like, for me, I feel like I always kind of somewhat struggled finding my path, finding, like, confidence, you know, finding out how to socialize with people for so long, because I felt like I never could do that, especially, like, with my parents and, you know, the things that my parents dealt with growing up, like, you know. But at the same time, like, I'm not gonna sit here and act like, you know, I had both of my parents. They might not have been together, you know, and I might not have, you know, been the most, you know, taken care of kid, like, you know. But, you know, one thing I gotta say, like, it, you know, God's been on my side, like, especially middle school. I moved to Dayton, right? I grew up, like, first half in Kettering public schools for 2 years. My school ended up being like, yo, like, eighth graders, it's like K through eight. Eighth graders, you know, they in public. They keep beating up little kids, like, really.
All that happened to me, I got jumped before.
Yeah, man.
By, like sixth graders and stuff.
Yeah, like, and anyways, they stopped doing it. So it was K through six now. Mm-hmm. They had to stop doing it with the schools. It was just too much. And so,
what school you went to?
I went to Horace Mann. Which is like probably the best day in public schools, elementary schools you definitely could go to, being over there by, like, Patterson Park and all that, towards Oakwood.
Yeah.
And went 2 years there, and then, oh, we're not doing it through eighth grade. So I end up getting lucky enough. My mom finds out about Ed Choice, sends me to Catholic school. 2 years in Catholic school for middle school. Then I end up going, you know, to high school, you know, on the Catholic. And then I end up, like, my stepmom works at UD, so I get a huge discount to come. I only pay for my housing. And, you know, I end up making it here. Like, that's like, damn, like, God's really been on my side. Like, I got to work. Don't get me wrong. Like, housing's expensive here. But, like, if everything goes to plan, like, I'm going to have a college degree. With no type of loan, no not type of nothing, you know. And that education, like, watching some of my siblings going down, like, you know, what if I was 2 years older and had to end up going to damn public high schools, you know, where, you know, I hear about, I got stepbrother being jumped and shoes taken and just, like, and just I'm just so glad. Like, I really got sent to private school when I had no business being there, for real. That's been a huge blessing.
Yeah.
How you feel about?
Yeah, I'll start off at public school, man. Yeah, I started at public school for until sixth grade, and then I went to the Catholic schools. Right. So, like, I left public schools because I was getting bullied and jumped and
right.
having to fight, because who wants to continue to deal with that for the rest of your education journey to college? So I started going to Catholic schools. I was probably got accepted into St. Helen when they said that, and then I got accepted to Carroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw some of my friends, they didn't get accepted. And they some of their scores was, like, low, and I was like, right. Oh, I thought y'all was smarter than me, and then that happened.
Right, right.
Yeah.
How do you feel, like, comparing, like, your public education versus, like, your private education?
I feel like they public people keep it real with you. They ain't, like, everybody's, like, fake. Well, not everybody, but, like, some people are fake at the Catholic school. Like, that's one thing I noticed. And, oh, they're strict on the rules. That yeah.
Right. Yeah, I remember. when I was a day in public, man, we had a handful of incidents. One of my math teachers showed us, like, a rated R movie and got, like, huge trouble, like, like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I was in there watching it just like the other day. This teacher's like, ready to be fired. And I had this other teacher, history teacher in a computer lab. I mean, he would hand out a worksheet every day. Worksheet. New one every day, every time you walk in there. And every single day, like, you could put whatever you wanted on the worksheet and get a 100. So for me, like, I could write, like, every answer, like.
I be seeing those little worksheets on, like, the memes, like, what the kids be putting on the worksheet.
Yeah. We catch on eventually. He ain't even grading. He just writing a number on the paper. You don't even look at it. And I honestly run up, like, da-da-da-da, like, bananas, every answer. Get a 100. Like, good. You did the worksheet. It's all right. Everybody wins. Fill out the worksheet, turn it in, and we just play Minecraft. Like, we just play on the computers the whole time.
Oh, that's another difference between Catholic schools and
public
schools.
Yeah, like, I feel like definitely you have that kind of, like, I really think it's important to have, like, some of the, like, kind of more of, like, a moral background, like, you know. Because, you know, they ain't get paid no better than the public schools, you know. But I think definitely, like, really, like, in the back of my mind, like, if I was a teacher, like, oh, like, you know, I'm at a private school, so I better teach like a private teacher.
If I was a teacher, I'd better be at a private school. Because some public students, some of them be punching teachers in the stomach.
Yeah.
Because I got sent to the office one time because this one kid kept talking stuff, so. I pushed them down to the desk, and then I stumped them, because I had Timberlands on, so, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, he was just talking too much, you know.
You got that action.
Mm-hmm. Because I was quiet, so I was just
don't mess with the quiet kids.
Because I was just looking at them.
Don't make the quiet kid mad, you know. That's when you messed up.
Yeah, I was just looking at them. I was like, you know, shut up. And I just got up, and he flipped the desk, and then.
Oh, my damn.
And, you know, body slipped to the desk, and then, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, how do you feel like in the office? It's like the worst.
The office was fun. I had an anger management teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I got into too many fights, and they sent me to anger management. At the school, and they taught me, be assertive, no, go to the next level. And then when I was at the office, I saw this one kid punch the teacher and the principal in the stomach.
The principal?
Yeah.
Why he do that?
He was a bad. He always, me and him got into a fight one day too. He was just, he was just bad, rough. Fought girls too. It was just
fighting the ladies.
Yeah, so he was just.
Man, it really makes me think. Like, you know, I really do believe in like hurt people, hurt people. Like the word, the kids that go through the hardest, the most rough childhoods is always the ones that's like, I'm punching the teacher. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like definitely, like, or, like, the quiet ones, too. Like, in my mind, like, I remember in seventh grade, first year of Catholic school, I had this teacher, I'm not going to say her name. I remember, like, I come in there, like, dude, just, like, tired. Just tired, like,
you know? The teacher was tired?
Oh. I'd be tired. And, dude, she, like, send me out in the office, like, send me in the hallway, like, on my own, like, just sit there with nothing to do, like, just, like, kick me out of class, like.
Was it Ms. Fisher?
No, this was year before.
Oh, you started going there at middle school?
Middle school. Like, send me out, like, dude, like, you know, if he was a teacher, like, I was a teacher, like, why would, like, I'd embrace, like, the kid that's struggling, like. The kid that don't got the best grade, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, life ain't about school. Like, you know, everyone has multiple faces they put on with everything in life. Like,
yeah.
Who I am at work is not the same behavior I have, like, at home, you know.
Yeah, you got to be welcome to the, you know, doing all that.
Yeah.
Giving the introduction.
How you feel about social media?
I'm mad at trying to ban TikTok. I love social media. But I feel like it's easier for us males to be on social media. Because females, they always feel like they gotta look like the best. Just like social media make them insecure. But us boys, we just post it up there.
Yeah.
And hope we get some likes.
Right. Like, I don't really care. Or like,
yeah.
No, this is for my homies anyway.
Yeah, I like TikTok better.
Yeah.
Than Instagram. Just like the videos be funny.
Yeah, how you feel about Snapchat?
I don't like how they report you screen recording and stuff. Because, like, sometimes it be on accident.
Yeah.
I don't know. Snapchat, like, died out for me. Because at the beginning of Snapchat, I used to hop on there, giving, like, rants and stuff. Like,
I just be vlogging my
day. Like, whenever, because, like, one day, like, when I was at Catholic school, I used to be, like, Jeffrey Rants, like, whatever I was feeling, or whatever happened that day, I would tell about it on the Snapchat. And, like, it was, like, because I would name drop, too.
You was name dropping?
Yeah, I was like, none of y'all gonna do nothing. I'll tell somebody about it. And then nobody did anything.
Oh,
I brought something different to, like, my Catholic school, because my Catholic school was, like, boring before I got there. None of them was, like, new in anything.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like Catholic school was fun. Social media was better. Snapchat was better for me back then.
TikTok,
yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I got a theory that, like, the more you look at yourself, the more you think about yourself, the more insecure you become.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like honestly, like, a lot of it was Snapchat, like, you know, do I want to hold my phone up here, or am I going to hold my phone down here? Am I going to make that, like, that physical, like, am I going to care what Snapchat I'm sending to somebody? Or am I going to, like, have it on, like, the back burner? Like, why should I care? Why should I think?
Yeah.
About, you know what I'm saying? The same thing with, like, mirrors. Like, you constantly looking at yourself, how my hair look.
Yeah.
You know, are my lips chapped? You know. I hate drinking, really, because it just makes you so sloppy.
Uh-huh.
I look at myself while I'm drinking. Drinking water, obviously.
Yeah. I'm just like, damn. I remember accidentally drunk on my cooler when I was younger. I almost got a whooping. Because I said, oh, this just like the, what's that called? Sparkling cider. And I was like, yeah, it tastes just like it. I mean, I didn't taste anything. So I just took the thing and went on about my day.
You used to have some juice or something.
Right? Yeah, and then my parents thought that, but like, what?
So what, you was drunk?
That's it, I guess so. They said that's why you've been acting different. That's why you've been so goofy. Based on what she learned about me, what? No.
You don't like that one?
No. It said what book, but no. Oh, yeah.
No.
Wild card? No. Well.
I'm going to take these off.
Yeah, you don't have to wear them.
Yeah.
Why do you think we met?
Why do you think we met? How did we meet?
Oh, we definitely went to school together. You're just my dog, bro. I think, I don't know. That's one thing, like, you like nervous, you know, to talk to someone you don't know.
But, like, in reality, like, you will never, like, you never gonna remember that. Like, when you actually start become friends with somebody, like, y'all don't remember, like,
oh, this is the first time I, like, introduced myself. And, yeah. Like, we had a conversation, you know.
And I think that's, like, everyone I know. Like, I don't even know how I met you, dude. Like, we just friends.
Yeah, I know I met people during college, but that's because it's like different making friends.
Right.
You're not just all in the same classroom.
Right.
How do you feel about some like your high school homies compared to now? Like, still friends with everybody?
Like, they all I distanced myself from them because they weren't doing anything. They were just there. But, well, some of them were trying to do something. Like, I was still friends with one, but the rest, I just, it's whatever. Mm. I was more friends with, like, your class, like, most of them. Right. I'm still friends with them, but, like,
right.
My class, I'm hardly friends with anybody.
Yeah. Oh, no, I definitely.
How about you?
Honestly, man, they were right. Like, everyone, like, they're right. When you leave high school, like, and, like, your friend group goes, like, their own separate ways, like,
mm-hmm.
You know. For me, like, I was for real the only person, like, I for real knew, like, I was going to UD. No one else going to UD.
Yeah.
And so I kind of for real had to start over. Not start over, but, like, a lot of people who I was, like, close with. Now it's just like, you know, we on our own separate path in life, which is definitely, you know,
yeah.
Interesting to reflect on because I feel like it just happened so quick.
Like, yes. I remember your friend group. Who are you still friends with out of them?
I'm friends with everybody. Okay. I'm cool with everybody. But it's just like, it's not like.
It's not like how it was.
Like, I'm 20 years old now. Like, I'm not 17. Mm-hmm. I'm not 18 no more. I'm not even a teenager no more. And how that's like only a handful of years, your life is completely different.
Well, that's like a 6-year different. It's like high school, so now. So it's like, that's almost like 10 years. So that's how I think about it.
Yeah, like 2018.
Yeah.
6 years ago. 6 years ago, I was a freshman. Fortnite every day.
What do you admire most about me?
Your personality.
Yeah. Appreciate it. I said the same about you.
You know, I think your personality goes much further than anything else you could possibly admire about somebody.
Yeah. Well, if we were a band, what would our name be?
We'd be the damn smashers.
The Smashers?
The Savages. I don't know. What do you think?
How do our personalities complement each other?
I feel like you and I, like, I feel like we can relate on how kind of we felt growing up.
And I feel like, you know, definitely, I feel like we both kind of like on the more introverted side of things and more like really trying to find, you know, our path in life. We the same age, you know. So we got a lot of common, same school, you know, same high school.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, man. But I gotta ask. High school, senior year, rumor. Jeffrey snitching. I don't know what about. But that's a rumor.
That is a rumor.
What you got to say about that?
That's a lie.
It's a lie?
It's a lie. The thing did happen, though. But the rumor, the thing how I snitched is a lie. Because we were all three in the bathroom. Right?
Well, can you go through the story if you got time? Like, okay. I don't really know this.
So, you know.
I don't really know. Like, I don't really
you know how, like, at lunch, right, you got to use the bathroom?
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes you and your homeboys go to the bathroom all together, like, talking and stuff, right? So, well, not like that. But, like, we all went to the bathroom, and, like, what's the name? Okay, I'm gonna just give out names at this point. Joey.
Don't say names.
Joey, he had the thing on him.
Yeah,
so he started it. And there's a detector in there that I didn't even know there was a detector in there. So he did it. And I guess Gio did it. And then I didn't do it because I didn't know they had anything. And people probably know I got asthma and stuff. So, like, I really can't do it. So yeah. And they didn't offer. So the detector picked up on them doing it, and they saw us all walk out the bathroom at the same time as the detector was going off. And then a couple hours passed, and Mr. Darius called us to the office, and Joey got called in first, and he had the thing on him, and he thought I snitched on him. Why would I snitch for nothing? If we're friends, why would I just come out the blue and come up there and be like, Mr. Darius, Joey is right now. He's doing that. Like, why would I do that? And then he got called in first, and then he pat him down. He found the thing on him. And then Mr. Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, you know how many people do that. You can easily pass it on to somebody else. And be like, he wasn't thinking because I would be thinking, if I'm getting called to the office, I know what I'd be doing. I wouldn't be, oh, it's nothing. Like, come on now. It's not like you're going home or just stupid. So then I got called in. Mr. Darius asked me what happened. I said, we're just in the bathroom, using the bathroom. And he just kept asking questions. And I said, I guess I kind of, I didn't really snitch, but he just asked a question. I said, how did three of you use the bathroom? And I said, well, one of us went in the stall, and then one of us came out. And then the vape detector is right.
There's only two. There's a urinal in there.
Yeah, detector is.
Three people in the bathroom.
The detector is right there. So that's how they picked up. And then that's how he was like, oh. And then Gio got called in. He was in there the longest, and his coach came in, and I just saw him crying and all this stuff. So, I don't feel like I snitched. I feel like we stopped being friends for a dumb reason, because I didn't really say, if you get caught with something, they obviously know. If you get caught with something, there's a detector, then we come out.
He was just like, no, that wasn't me. Like, you know, that wasn't me. I was using the bathroom.
Yeah, then we all, me and Gios, I mean, friends, but like, we got the same exact punishment. And then Joba was the only one because he got caught with the thing on him to get suspended. And he got expelled for stealing the Super Donut. That's what happened. That's the full story.